All right, Roar. Tonight's story is Grandma's Guide to Happiness by Andrew Daddo and Stephen Michael King. My grandma says the funniest things. She says that you don't need much to be happy. Not really. Happy comes from the simple things like puddles. You can jump over a puddle or in it. Grassy puddles are good for sliding. There is muddle in a puddle, and some puddles have muddle that can splash all over you. Oh, goodness. Gumboots are the shoe of happiness. They're like Wellington boots. Yeah. I like mud oozing between my fingers. Grandma says just about anything squishing in your hands is as happy as a tummy tickle. My mud pies are almost as good as Grandma's Bickies.
Bickies.
Grandma's fairy garden makes my heart sing. Everyone knows how happy fairies are, and if you make a fairy garden, you're surrounded by happiness. We have a fairy garden near our school, don't we?
Yeah, we're
it's
happiness.
It's a big fairy garden.
We got happiness.
Whose house is that? The big fairy garden near our school.
Yeah.
Who owns it? Mrs.
Mrs. Gribbles.
Yeah, Mrs. Gribbles' fairy garden. It's lovely. Grandma says some autumn leaves crackle, and others you can fold in half. You can blow a wish and dream great big fat happy wishes. How happy is swinging from a tree in the sun? You can run to happy. It blows your hair back and makes your face pink. You can huff and you can puff and suck your cheeks in and blow them straight back out. Writing her name with a sparkler makes Grandma smile every time. She's done it a lot. She's like 1,000 years old.
1,000?
I don't think she really is. Grandma always tells me you can find a way to happy just about anywhere. Big toe testing the water.
He's like 2.
Okay. Now look, here's Grandma and she's standing beside the swimming pool. Big toe testing the water before jumping in a pool. Or making daisy chains in your own backyard. You can find it finger painting with your favourite colours.
Mum, I want to spell this word out.
Can we do that after we finish reading the story? Rory?
Yeah.
We'll do it after we finish reading.
Yeah.
Or while flying a kite in a warm, stiff breeze. Even washing the dog makes Grandma happy. The dog loves it too. I think happiness feels like skipping through a sprinkler.
What's he on?
Like, he's on the clothesline. Like having butterflies on the inside. Whatever we do together.
I'm on a count of birds.
Rory,
two, three.
We do that after?
We'll
be here a long time because there's a lot of birds in that picture. Whatever we do together, my grandma's just happy. Grandma says that even with all the new things, old-fashioned happy still feels pretty fantastic. It's a bit like a hot chockey. It warms you from the inside out. Grandma's happy is my kind of happy.
Nice.
Rory, what do you think happy feels like?
Mum, I wanted to
answer my. Will you answer my question first and then I'll go back to the birds. What do you think happy feels like? What does it feel like?
Good.
A thumbs up. What things make you happy? What do you like to do that makes you feel happy?
Go to city on a plane.
Go on a plane?
Yes.
That makes you feel happy?
Yes.
Oh, do you like jumping into a swimming pool?
I like.
Does that make you feel happy?
I like disco.
Disco?
Yes.
When do you go to a disco?
I love discos.
Do you? That's news to me.